some of us, Christmas cooking is traditional. For others, it's a major first-time undertaking, and we're not exactly sure what to do. No worries. Whatever festive feast you're planning to throw, eat, drink, and be merry with these Christmas recipes. A Jamaican Christmas dinner without sorrel is tantamount to Easter without spiced bun. It just won't feel right. So we begin with how to make sorrel juice. Sorrel juice can be prepared in one of two ways. You can either steep or blend it. We'll start with the steeping method. But first, here are the basic ingredients you'll need. Sorrel, ginger, water, and sugar. Once you have those on hand, you begin by setting a pot of water to boil. The water must be enough to fully cover the sorrel once you pour it into a container. Next, you'll wash your sorrel thoroughly. You'll also wash, strip, and cut your ginger into several pieces and then pour it into the pot of boiling water. Allow to boil for about 10 minutes. You can also wait until after you have poured the water onto the sorrel to add the ginger. Some persons add pimento grains to their sorrel juice. If you would like to do this, you can do so after you've poured the water onto the sorrel. Next, you'll put the sorrel in a plastic or stainless steel container. Avoid steeping or drawing your sorrel in aluminum containers. After all that is done, you will leave it to stand for 4 to 6 hours. The longer it's left standing, the better. After the required time has passed, you'll then strain and add sugar to taste. The next step is to pop out some ice, gather up some glasses, call up your family and friends, and enjoy your sorrel juice. In the beginning, we told you that sorrel drink can be made by steeping or blending. We just explained the steeping method. Here's how to go about blending your way to pure sorrel goodness. You'll need the same ingredients: sorrel, ginger, water, and sugar. However, in this case, you can substitute the water and sugar for sugarcane juice. You'll start by washing the sorrel and ginger. You then strip and cut up the ginger. If you opt to use sugarcane juice instead of water and sugar, your next step will be to put the sorrel in the blender and then pour the juice onto it and blend. If you, however, decide to stick with the regular sugar and water, you'll put the sorrel in the blender and pour the water onto it and blend. The next thing to do is strain. If you used sugarcane juice, all you'll need to do next is to enjoy your freshly made sorrel juice with a few cubes of ice. If you used water, you'll strain, add sugar to taste, pour, and enjoy your sorrel juice. To ensure you get the best out of your sorrel, here are some things to bear in mind when purchasing the plant. If you're buying red sorrel, ensure they're actually red in color. And if white sorrel is your choice, ensure they are white. One major thing to look out for is crunchy. Feel the sorrel to ensure it's not soft or flaccid. It must have a crispy, crunchy feel. You can also buy dried sorrel. In this case, you have to be careful to look out for mold. It must also be crispy. Research confirms that Jamaican sorrel is high in vitamins and minerals with powerful antioxidant properties. It helps lower elevated blood pressure, bad cholesterol, and detoxifies the body. The antioxidant properties in sorrel helps provide our bodies with protection against free radicals, molecules which cause heart disease, stroke, hypertension, Alzheimer's, premature aging, and cancer. Sorrel also helps flush the prostate and maintains proper functioning of the liver, kidney, and bladder. So sorrel isn't just a drink of choice for many at Christmas time. It's actually good for you. So let's drink to our health this Christmas.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.